Black Flame of the Amazon, featuring Harold Noyce, world-famous explorer in person.
Recall the big disappointment that came to Gene and Jimmy Brady when they learned that Mr. Noyce, the explorer, and Pedro intended to push on upriver on the heels of Butch Grogan and Lammy Scroggins, intent upon capturing them before they reached anywhere near the Black Flame country. The disappointment was that Jimmy and Gene were to be left behind at the trading post, and the Brady youngsters just can't see why this should be. Their father is a prisoner somewhere up country, and Jimmy and Gene are here to rescue him. Anyway, they take Quito, the Indian boy, into their confidence. And plans are being made that the three of them will follow Mr. Noyce soon after he pushes off. And right now, we find Mr. Noyce and the white trader Morton in the living room at the post station. They are talking things over.
You know, Morton, youngsters of the present day continue to be more or less of a puzzle to me.
Oh, and to me also, Noyce, and especially the Bradys. Two exceptionally alert youngsters.
Yes, exceptional is the word. By George, just think. They've come all the way up here into the heart of the jungle. Never a thought of danger to themselves. Just one thing in mind, the rescue of their father.
And so I'm to be guardian of little Gene and Jimmy till you come back, or else the aeroplane arrives, is that it?
Exactly. And before I go, I'll draw a map, leave all the instructions I can. Mm-hmm. You hand them to Donovan and have him hurry upriver and pick me up.
And you'll leave a sufficient sign so that your trail will be easily read? I mean at the River Forks?
Yes, plenty of sign. And I only hope you can keep those two young daredevils contented here. Somehow or other, I'm just a little suspicious.
Suspicious of what?
I don't exactly know. But things are altogether too quiet to suit me. I mean, Jimmy and Gene are.
Too quiet? I don't understand.
Well, I suppose not. And if you had lived with these two for the last few weeks as I have, and listened to their plans, oh, yes, and they can do lots of planning.
I think I begin to see what you mean. That they are taking this decision of yours too quietly.
Yes, exactly. Yes, I had rather expected that they'd both kick up quite a fuss. After all, it's their party. Mm. I'm only a sort of a volunteer, as it were. It's their father, you know.
But you aren't having suspicions that they intend trying something on their own?
No, I wouldn't be a bit surprised. No, Morton, not a bit surprised.
Oh, but, well, there have been so many things to capture their attention since coming ashore here. And, of course, their new pal, Quito.
Yes, that's just it. Quito is my biggest worry right now. Before this, I had but two to contend with. Now, Quito makes three. Three youngsters, Morton. That's much worse than just two.
Then you think the Bradys perhaps have taken Quito into their confidence, seeking his advice or assistance?
Yes, I'm almost sure of it. I've had my eye on them for quite some time. Three of them have had their heads together in a huddle, so to speak. And when youngsters of their age get in huddles, well, you know what to expect.
Oh, yes. By Jove, I'd give almost anything to know what they're up to. Mm. I really would, you know.
Yes, so would I. It would relieve me greatly just to know what's what.
Well, but leave it to me. You know, I've already invited them to go with me across to the South Bank tomorrow, We're going to pick up an anaconda. I have an order for some big snakes.
Mm-hmm. And Cato is going along, too?
Oh, certainly. Mm-hmm. I couldn't get along without that young fellow. Now, there's a real big game hunter, Noyce. One of the best in the business. Just a boy, but all boy.
Mm. Yeah, listen, Morton. Suppose we have a talk with Cato. Mm. We might learn plenty to our advantage, huh?
By Jove, come to think of it, I haven't seen Cato around for several hours.
Neither have I. But I do know that both Jimmy and Jean have been down at the landing for the same several hours.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to be waiting for someone coming down the river.
Oh, Cato, eh?
I imagine so, yes.
Then you actually think that the youngsters will pull out of here shortly after you do? Or follow you, as it were?
I think so, yes.
Mm.
That's what I mean by being altogether too quiet. They haven't argued with me, nor coaxed either. They're good at both, you understand.
Yes. Wait.
Yeah.
Just a second. I think I heard... Yes. Yes, it must be. Just a moment, Noyce. We'll bring him in here. Cato! Cato!
Si, Senor Morton.
Will you come in here?
Si, Senor. You wish I do something for you?
Yes, Cato. But come in. Mr. Noyce? This is Cato, the one and only hereditary chief of his tribe, and only 16 years old. This is Mr. Noyce, Cato.
Hello, Cato. How are you?
I am well, sir. Thank you. I am also very much pleased to meet the white senor that explore in this place.
Thanks, Cato. And I'm happy to meet you. But tell me now, how do you like your two new playmates, eh?
Ah, Senor Noyce. I am so happy. I am never no time before speak with the senors and senoritas of my own age. It is nice see, senor.
You like them, eh?
Ah, see, very much. And they are not so much afraid of anything. The senorita, she is try catch one monkey with the net. It was so funny.
I forgot to mention, Cato has appointed himself chief wild animal catching instructor to Jimmy and Jean.
So you've been out catching monkeys already. Any luck, Cato?
Oh, Senor Noyce, the senorita, she have the luck, but it was not good luck. Uh-huh. It was the not good luck.
Well, I suppose you thought she could throw that net just as well as you could, eh?
Oh, senor, she throw those net good, yeah. But she not catch the little monkey. Yeah. Oh, no, she catch the senor Jim instead.
Oh, nice. It must have been good. I didn't actually see it, but I did hear the howling and the yelling. Miss Jean threw the net at a monkey, and it landed nicely, I understand. But unfortunately, Mr. Jimmy got in the way. And both Jimmy and the monkey were under the net at the same time.
By George, that must have been funny. But what happened, Cato?
Both the Senor Jim and the little monkey, they get mixed up in the net.
Uh-huh.
But the Senor Jim... He gets the more mixed up. The monkey escaped. See, Senor Noyce.
Miss Jean, of course, had all the best of it, eh?
See, Senor Noyce. The Senor Jim, he say he sees that she is to blame for throwing the net in the night right place.
And Jimmy thinks otherwise.
See, Senor Noyce. The senorita, she say the Senor Jim had no good business falling the net. And we lost so very much.
Very good, Cato. But now, Mr. Noyce and I would like to know something.
Si, Senor Morton.
Look now, Cato. Just what are the plans you three have made today? You've done a lot of whispering, I noticed that.
Ah, si, Senor Morton. We whisper also very much. For... We speak of those things which must be whispered.
Must be whispered, eh? So that I don't hear? Eh?
No, senor. The Indian of my people, they must not hear.
Oh.
We speak of bad magic of the jungle, the white queen of the crocodile, who has the hair of bright gold. And we speak of the man of the no heads.
Oh, I see. That old story is back again, eh? The headless man.
Si, senor. With the one big eye, here, in the middle of the chest.
Oh, so that's it. Yeah, Morton, you've been reading the travels of Sir Walter Raleigh to him, eh?
Oh, indeed I have. But merely trying to dispel from his mind that story about headless men is a myth. just a story.
But he still speaks in whispers.
Oh, I know, but don't blame me. These Indians up here seem to have had that story handed down to them for hundreds of years. Mm. They appear to know more about headless men in the upper jungles, much more than we do. Oh, it's funny, isn't it?
Ah, but, senor, it is not funny. I will not laugh. I must speak in the whisper.
Well, the sooner we drop this headless men stuff, the better, I guess. Mm. Yeah, but come now, Quito. Haven't Jimmy, Miss Jean, and you been up to some other tricks? Just what plans have you three made to follow me upriver, eh?
Quito, don't tell me that you've lost your tongue now.
Oh, no, Senor Morton. I'm not losing my tongue. See? I have him here with me.
All right, Quito. But come now. Just what about you three? You're intending to follow Mr. Noyce and Pedro when they push off in the morning, aren't you?
Senor Morton, I am very sorrow. But my tongue, it doesn't want to speak.
Oh, yes. Your tongue won't speak, eh?
No, Senor Morton. It does not wish to speak.
Well, Morton, that seems to be that, eh?
All right, Quito. And thanks for coming in. Now, you run along and tell Jimmy and Jean they may drop in here for a minute or so. Mr. Noyce would like to have a little talk with them, will you?
Si, senor. I go for see them now.
Mm. You see how quickly he got away from here, Morton? That's real loyalty.
Oh, I doubt if it makes much difference, white or red. There is always the loyalty of youth. He wouldn't have told on his little white friends if you had threatened to cut out his tongue.
Yes, I know it. And I know something else. I could think of no finer friend for the Bradys. Quito suits me nicely.
He could talk a blue streak until he was asked a question that implicated his newfound friends, and then...
Yes, and then his tongue refused to speak, he said.
That's the kind of tongue to have, Noyce. One that refuses to speak when speaking would hurt a friend. It's delightful, isn't it?
Priceless, Morton. But anyway, it looks like our fears were well grounded. You know something?
Mm-hmm.
I'll bet they are going to borrow one of your post dugouts. Stock it for the river, and the three of them will be following in my wake by this time tomorrow.
Oh, I wouldn't put it past them. You just can't hold youngsters down nowadays. They each and every one of them have minds of their own.
Yeah, but don't think for a second they're disobedient. No, it's just the opposite. And notice something else.
What?
Neither Jimmy nor Jean ever promised they would stay behind at the post. No promise. If they had, they wouldn't break it, you see.
Well, what's to be done now? Have you any thought in mind?
Yes, I have. We'll let them stock the batalong, but we'll fix it so the big dugout just won't pull out, you see?
Oh, good idea. We better start arranging things now, then.
Yes, and I'd like to see their faces when they step aboard and try pushing off. It ought to be rather funny.
So Mr. Noyce thinks it is going to be rather funny when the youngsters push off tomorrow. I wonder if Mr. Noyce isn't just too sure. It might be that the laugh will be on Mr. Noyce. Maybe he shouldn't have asked Quito so many questions. But we'll be there when they do push off, and we'll see just exactly what happens.